Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Well, guys, great to bring this back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Eva Rosenberg, 22-year member of our Brain Trust. We love having her on the show all these years. We couldn't do without her. She is the tax mama. She is the author of all the important books on small business. She's our good friend. Eva, thanks again for hanging out with us. What's more news from about our taxes that we need to know that there's just so much. There's already a lot to keep up with, but now we got all the changes and everything. What's new?
Well, let's talk about something that's not new. Let's talk about 2016. Can you believe that there are $1.5 billion of unclaimed refunds from 2016 still sitting there? Just blows me away. You only have
if they don't want it, can I have it?
Me too, right? You know, when a tax year ends, to get your refund, you only have 3 years to file a tax return to get your refund. And, you know, I don't understand why people who have had withholding, who've paid in, don't bother to file and leave that money there and then think, okay, well, you know, there are no penalties for not filing. I'll get around to it sooner or later. And they blink in 3 or 4 years.
So the July 15th of this year, the window closes? Statute
of
limitations?
Here's the deal. Normally it would have been April 15th, and the IRS was publicizing this all over the place, that you have 3 extra months to file to get this refund. And here we are, you know, 2 weeks away, and there's still $1.5 billion.
So you're talking about people who – we're not talking about money that's there that hasn't been that wasn't delivered to people who filed. You're talking about people who didn't file, who if they had filed, it would have gotten a refund, and the money's waiting on them.
Yes, and they're going to lose it. They got 3 extra months.
Why would they not file if they thought they had a refund? Why would they do? I mean, whether you know you have one or not, you have to file.
Yeah. Well, sometimes due to illness or other confusion, we could spend hours on that. I do classes on that. But let's focus on what to do, okay? Let's focus on those people who still have 2 weeks. And the problem is, in order to get this filed, you have to file it on paper. And IRS has a growing mound of paper mache building in their warehouses, you know, kind of crumbling down and pushing their weight down. So what do you do to ensure that you get this filed and get it in on time? I asked the IRS, because they did a press release yesterday about this, and I said, you didn't explain how people are supposed to file on paper and ensure that even though you don't open it for 6 months, that it's considered filed on time.
Right. It's time
stamped. And I told her, I need an answer today because I need to talk to Jim Blasingame about
And they jumped right on it, didn't they?
They heard
my name. They jumped right on it. Go ahead.
That's it. For Jim, they'll do it. So she sent me a lot of stuff that wasn't useful, but here's what she said. The option for taxpayers filing by 2016 is only on paper. The return is considered filed on time if the envelope is properly addressed, has enough postage, is postmarked, and is deposited in the mail by the due date. Tax Mama adds, you know what? Spend an extra $5 and get it certified.
There you go.
With proof of delivery. Don't worry about proof of receipt. There's proof of delivery.
So it has to be on paper, not electronically. It can't be electronic.
You
it's got to be paper.
You can file electronically. So, and that's the big deal.
Do they have any idea how many people they think did this?
Well, they have $1.5 billion worth.
I know, but how many people? If we divide that up, it's millions probably. I mean, it'd have to be millions.
It's a lot of people. But let me give a little bit more tips in order to get this done. There may be people who didn't file because they don't have enough information. Mm-hmm. It's too late to try to log into an IRS system to get the information. If you're a non-filer, you won't be able to log in. Do the best you can to file the tax return. If you have missing information and you're filing on paper anyway, include estimates or explanations of how you came up with the numbers. And once you file, just get it filed before the 15th. Once you file, then you have time to request transcripts, get information.
So your tax information, your signature, and the date stamp and the postage is what you need. It does. There's no reference there to where it has to be 100% accurate.
It has to be as accurate as you possibly can. But the trick here is get it filed, and then once it's filed, you saved your refund, and you have 3 years to amend the return and fix it and include additional information if you then get better information.
And you, but if you don't get it filed, I bet you a lot of this. Lost. I bet you a lot of these are young people, children, you know, teenagers, or young people that are not used to the system. So folks, even if it's not you, you might want to check with your family, and make sure that they did
family.
If they filed a return and make sure they know it's for 16. They may say 16. What do you mean? That's a long way ago. But it could be some money. Go ahead.
A lot of people who are in this condition, they've either been ill and haven't been able to file.
Right.
They may have gotten divorced and don't know how to do it themselves. The other spouse was taking care of it. Or they started a business and then didn't know what to do.
Can you, when we come back, can you give us some update on the Paycheck Protection Program and the taxes? Can you update us on that?
A little bit, yeah.
We'll do some of that after the break. And she has an announcement we're going to make after the break. 10 Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. TaxMama.com is Eva's website. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.